First who, great companies, and a great life. Whenever I teach the good to great findings, someone almost always raises the issue of the personal cost in making a transition from good to great. In other words, is it possible to build a great company and also build a great life? Yes. The secret to doing so lies right in this chapter. I spent a few short days with a senior Gillette executive and his wife at an executive conference in Hong Kong. During the course of our conversations, I asked them if they thought Coleman Mockler, the CEO most responsible for Gillette's transition from good to great, had a great life. Coleman's life revolved around three great loves, they told me: his family, Harvard, and Gillette. Even during the darkest and most intense times of the takeover crises of the 1980s, and despite the increasingly global nature of Gillette's business, Mockler maintained remarkable balance in his life. He did not significantly reduce the amount of time he spent with his family, rarely working evenings or weekends. He maintained his disciplined worship practices. He continued his active work on the governing board of Harvard College. When I asked how Mockler accomplished all of this, the executive said, "Oh, it really wasn't that hard for him. He was so good at assembling the right people around him and putting the right people in the right slots that he just didn't need to be there all hours of the day and night." That was Coleman's whole secret to success and balance. The executive went on to explain that he was just as likely to meet Mockler in the hardware store as at the office. He really enjoyed puttering around the house, fixing things up. He always seemed to find time to relax that way. Then the executive's wife added, "When Coleman died and we all went to the funeral, I looked around and realized how much love was in the room. This was a man who spent nearly all his waking hours with people who loved him, who loved what they were doing, and who loved one another, at work, at home, in his charitable work, wherever." And the statement rang a bell for me, as there was something about the good to great executive teams that I couldn't quite describe, but that clearly set them apart. In wrapping up our interview with George Weissman of Philip Morris, I commented, "When you talk about your time at the company, it's as if you are describing a love affair." He chuckled and said, "Yes, other than my marriage, it was the passionate love affair of my life. I don't think many people would understand what I'm talking about, but I suspect my colleagues would." Weissman and many of his executive colleagues kept offices at Philip Morris, coming in on a regular basis long after retirement. A corridor at the Philip Morris World Headquarters is called the Hall of the Wizards of Woz. It's the corridor where Weissman, Coleman, Maxwell, and others continue to come into the office, in large part because they simply enjoy spending time together. Similarly, Dick Appert of Kimberly-Clark said in his interview, "I never had anyone in Kimberly-Clark in all my 41 years say anything unkind to me. I thank God the day I was hired, because I've been associated with wonderful people, good, good people, who respected and admired one another." Members of the good to great teams tended to become and remain friends for life. In many cases, they are still in close contact with each other years or decades after working together. It was striking to hear them talk about the transition era, for no matter how dark the days or how big the tasks, these people had fun. They enjoyed each other's company and actually looked forward to meetings. A number of the executives characterized their years on the good to great teams as the high point of their lives. Their experiences went beyond just mutual respect, which they certainly had, to lasting comradeship. Adherence to the idea of first who might be the closest link between a great company and a great life. For no matter what we achieve, if we don't spend the vast majority of our time with people we love and respect, we cannot possibly have a great life. But if we spend the vast majority of our time with people we love and respect, people we really enjoy being on the bus with and who will never disappoint us, then we will almost certainly have a great life, no matter where the bus goes. The people we interviewed from the good to great companies clearly loved what they did, largely because they loved who they did it with.